This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Congressman Bob Dole, that Rep. Dole, D-O-L-D, joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for coming on. And let me, and from the 10th, as you 10th voters know, but for the rest of you around the state of Illinois, know this. Congressman Bob Dole has broken from the standard Republican ranks and now is, and I'm going to put words in your mouth until you correct me, supporting common sense gun legislation. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right on target, Steve.
And what does that entail? What does that encompass?
Well, since I first came to Congress back in 2011, I've been somebody that's worked with others on the other side of the aisle to put common sense gun legislation in place, like background checks. I also think it's common sense that we don't want to have known or suspected terrorists to be able to purchase weapons or explosives. That's one of the things that I think is, again, something that is a bipartisan piece of legislation that should move forward. And I also introduced a piece of legislation in this Congress with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan, zero tolerance for domestic abusers. We do not want domestic abusers, if you have a restraining order and the like, to be able to go purchase a weapon. We do know that when you are in a domestic violent situation, if there's a handgun involved, the chances of death go up 5 times.
These are
just some common sense things.
These are all things that make complete sense. The majority of Americans, anytime you see polling on this, they go, well, of course. And yet the majority of the Republican Party, and frankly some Democrats as well, have fought this along the way. Now, if you talk to other Republican House members, I'm sure you have, about this, but do you have any sense of anybody that's going to get on board with you on this?
Well, that's certainly what I'm working on right now and have been. But, obviously, when you have events like the terrorist attack in Orlando, that was, an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. And this could have easily been Chicago. It could have been somewhere else. It didn't have to necessarily be Orlando. And so, I think that one of the things that can move us forward is to talk about what we can be doing to make our communities safer without infringing upon, people's constitutional rights. And that's really going to be the sweet spot. And that's one of the things that I'm going to continue to work on. So I have had conversations with many, frankly, on both sides of the aisle to try to move forward some common sense legislation.
Now, you were in, you were out, you're back in. And as I said, I salute you on this. But in the past, when you voted against some of the bills that were put forward, it brings up the obvious question, why now? What changed for you now?
Well, I didn't vote against any of the bills going forward. So I don't know what that is. I mean, honestly, what's now is the fact that I think that this is becoming far too regular an occurrence. And frankly, I think people are getting frustrated and they want Congress to act. And so, these are pieces of legislation that I've been a long time sponsor of and have been a champion of, and I'm going to continue to do so. So I think now, last night I had an opportunity to spend some time with some of the Newtown families. Obviously no one should have to go through that type of a tragedy. And frankly, we don't want that coming to our community. And I don't want it to happen in the United States or anywhere around the world, but we certainly can try to control what happens here in the U.S.
Yeah. And I congratulate you. I'm not trying to nitpick you here, but Democrats never brought bills forward in the House that you voted against on this?
Not on this one. So what, no. I mean,
gun control related bills.
If there is one, I'm not sure what it is that they're particularly referring to. Right now, I do know that they're trying to say and, try to play politics with this, which is really unfortunate. I'm trying to actually come up with solutions to problems and actually work to get 218 votes on the floor on stuff. But so the answer is that, I've been a champion of trying to move forward common sense bipartisan legislation. Been ranked one of the most independent bipartisan members in the entire Congress, not just the Republican conference. I think that's what people are looking for because they're extremely frustrated with what's happening right now.
Well, and it does come down to this. Look, I'm glad you're in this position. I'm glad that you've made this decision to come forward like this, and I hope your Republican colleagues do the same, and I hope any Democrats that are on the fence do the same, because the NRA funding that goes on here is insane. It's my words, not yours, Congressman. And the same thing in the Senate as well. And we have to have an understanding that if there's an appearance that the Congress of the United States is more afraid of the NRA than they are a terrorist with a gun, we got a much bigger problem than we even could imagine. So I'm hoping this is the beginning of changing things, because any other of your Republican colleagues who have been hesitant on this The past is a past. Changing your mind now is doing what you ought to be doing, what you're elected to do, and that is representing the people and the best will of the people and the opinion of the people. And again, the public has spoken on this, including a ton of NRA members who say, come on, of course we don't want terrorists with guns.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And frankly, I think that more and more people that are speaking up from districts around the country, that members of Congress are hearing from their constituents. I do think that there is common sense stuff even beyond, obviously, the one that is trying to limit known or suspected terrorists from being able to purchase weapons. I think there's more that we could do with regard to just background checks and making sure that we're keeping guns out of the hands of, dangerous felons or the mentally ill. And frankly, we moved forward through the Congress just the other day, a mental health bill, which again is a huge step forward in terms of not only being able to identify, but be able to treat mental illness, which is an enormous problem throughout the country as well.
Congressman, that was my question to you, too, with regard to, is there any clause in this legislation, this current proposal, banning those with mental health issues from getting guns, as was the case in Newtown, or those who were questioned by the FBI, not necessarily on a watch list, but as was the case with the Orlando shooter?
This legislation that we're talking about is really talking about trying to make sure that known or suspected terrorists are not able to purchase a weapon. It is. I don't believe that there is something in here with a mental illness clause. Certainly, that's part of another piece of legislation with regard to the general background check bill, which makes all the sense in the world from my perspective, largely because we don't want those that have a mental illness that shouldn't be able to purchase a weapon to be able to do so. So, I mean, these, again, I believe are some common sense steps that we can and should be moving forward on. And which is one of the reasons why I've been a champion of it and will continue to do so. And I'm talking to colleagues, frankly, on both sides of the aisle.
Just for sake of understanding, known or suspected terrorist, is that the same thing as people's names on a watch list, or is that different?
Yeah, no, that would be the same type of a deal, because there is would be a list that would be compiled by the FBI and other law enforcement agencies that would prevent, again, those that would be on a list. And obviously we want to make sure that they have some sort of due process, because everybody's heard the stories about, Ted Kennedy being on one of those lists. So again, it's not that it's not without error, but I do think that there's an opportunity for us to be able to be very cautious and to be able to raise awareness. The other thing, there's another piece of legislation that I'm supportive of that's talking about information sharing amongst law enforcement agencies. That's Mike Quigley's bill. Frankly, that's something that we should be doing in terms of trying to make sure that more information is being shared. So, again, we can make our community safer.
So we actually have Democrats and Republicans talking to each other about the good of the greater good of America. am I awake? Did I actually get up? This isn't a dream.
We need more of it, Steve. There's no question about it. And frankly, I'm happy and believe that that is the way that we should be going forward on, frankly, everything. We need to be talking about how we can come together and talk about what unites us and try to move legislation forward, largely because whether it's about the economy, whether it be about national security, whether it be about public safety, you name it, there's going to be a heck of a lot more that we agree on than we disagree on. And I think the American people are sick and tired of people playing political games and doing the political bickering as opposed to actually coming together to solve problems.
Based on the numbers, you're going to need a lot of swing here to get this stuff moving. So this is a great first step. What's the timeline before you see a vote?
I don't know. I've certainly talked to others to push to see if we can't get something put on the floor to vote on some measure. So I'm going to continue to push. I don't know what the timeline is, but we are working hard to try to make sure that we can have a vote with regard to what's happening. I don't know what that legislation would look like. My hope is that we're going to talk about certainly the terrorist bill, but I do know that we need to be able to push, and I've had conversations with colleagues and leadership to try to move things forward.
And the congressional leadership hasn't threatened you? They haven't talked about moving you to a cubicle?
No, Steve, they have not done anything along those lines. So we're just continuing to move forward. And again, this is not something that's new. We've been a champion of these things for a long time, since we first came to Congress back in 2011.
I'm sure comments are welcome. Where do you want to direct people to your congressional website?
They can go to the congressional website, www.dole.house.gov is the congressional website, or they can follow us on Twitter at Rep Dole or Facebook. So by all means, would welcome that.
Keep cracking the ice here and let us know when you break through with others. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.